This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Again, today did not start the way manager Rocco Baldelli wanted it to. Here's Chris with the pregame conversation brought to you by UCARE.
Well, thank you, Gino. It's a big day of baseball here at Target Field. Guardians in town for a doubleheader as the Twins and Cleveland doing battle at the top of the AL Central. We're joined by Rocco Baldelli. And Rocco, before you can even think about the Guardians, you got to figure out your own roster. It has been a wild off day into the morning for you guys in terms of your roster. Let's just go piece by piece. Start with the Joe Ryan piece. Where are we with Joe and moving forward with him?
Well, Joe had an MRI done. He does have a grade 2 teres major strain. He's going to be out a significant amount of time. We don't have a timeline, and we're not going to put a number of weeks on it, but it's more of a weeks to months, actually, type of conversation for him to heal up. So we're going to have to give it a little time. He's going to go get a second opinion, and then we're going to learn more and more over the coming days.
So Joe's down. You need another arm available, especially with the doubleheader. And Scott Blewitt, who we saw in Kansas City a couple of years ago, hasn't been in the big leagues in a few years, but he's pitched an awful lot for St. Paul.
He has. Scott's been throwing the ball very well. He's a big guy. He throws hard. He's got a really good arm, and he's been doing his job pretty well. So we're going to bring him on in here and let him fire some bullets against the Guardians this series and go from there.
To make room for him, is it Brock Stewart to the 60?
Yep, Brock is going to go to the 60 day. Brock is currently seeing Dr. Krymcheck, and he does have shoulder surgery that is imminent. So unfortunately, that is going to be the case with Brock.
With all of that swirl going on around your club, there is comfort in the fact that you get to hand the ball to Bailey Ober.
Bailey's been kind of a stallion out there for us. He's been fantastic all year long. He's been great. We've leaned on him. He's gone even deeper and deeper into games. I mean, you can't really ask for more than this guy's given us. So very nice thing to be able to give him the ball today against the Guardians in the first game of a doubleheader.
Everyone talks about Cleveland's offensive changes this year. They never struck out last year, but they also didn't score any runs. You know what Kwan can do, what Ramirez can do. Naylor's elevated his game, but is there a difference in how their offense is approaching the game this season?
I'll be honest with you. They have some kind of roster-ish type moves that I think have changed their lineup a little bit. They have Fry, who's hit a few more home runs for them, and, you know, some changes. I think it's a very similar team, though. I don't think it's really that different, the way they hit the ball, the way they run the bases. I don't think that part of the game has changed a ton. I think there's some very minor things that have changed around them. I have a couple of guys started to drive the ball a little more or pull the ball a little more, maybe a little bit, but I really don't look at them as a vastly different team.
You will have your lefties alongside you on the bench today, Wallner and Larnach, to start. That's been such a big part of how the Twins win games this year. You know they love to use their bullpen. They do have a couple lefties back there, but is that one of the pivot points of this ball game, if and when you get a chance to maximize your matchups?
We pinch hit a lot. So yeah, I think it's safe to say you're going to see Wallner, you're going to see Larnach in a lot of situations. We're going to have ways to get them in there. There's a few spots in our lineup that I think make a lot of sense. So moves are not something that we're ever going to be afraid of. Even if it's in the middle of the game, I think we should just do it.
Should make for great baseball. Let's send it back to the studio.
Yeah, whatever moves Rocco makes today, the Twins need to get some offense going against the Guardians. They've only scored 11 runs in the five games between these two teams this season. And again, the Twins have dropped all five against Cleveland. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCARE, people-powered health plans. Well, up next, the man who helped power the Twins' turnaround at the beginning of this century is going into the team's Hall of Fame tomorrow. Danny's chat with him behind the batting cage coming up here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.